You can resent, judge, and envy colleagues while cooperating with them. But you cannot co-create with them until you appreciate them as fellow souls. In other words, you cannot co-create while you are seeking advantage, or are angry, envious, resentful, or vengeful. Co-creation requires the courage to examine and change yourself. In the process, you become more vulnerable, accepting, and forgiving, and people become more important to you than your goals. You support each other because you want to, not because your goal requires it. When you cooperate to achieve a goal, your goal determines your colleagues, as it does in business, government, the military, education, and so on. Multisensory humans choose their goals, but they also choose their colleagues. The Seat of the Soul Foundation, a nonprofit corporation that Linda and I co-founded, is an example. Its mission is to help individuals create authentic power. All the senior employees relocated from different parts of the country to work with this foundation because creating authentic power is their most important goal, and they want to work with colleagues who are committed to creating authentic power. Promotions, stock options, and relationships that do not nourish are not enough for them. They use their circumstances to grow spiritually, or they create new circumstances.